Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, the best brands make the best gifts. So take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Right now, you can save $50 with new lower prices on all Weber Spirit grills. Plus, enjoy free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up. Just like Santa, our elves build it and a guy in red delivers it. Get the perfect gifts at the perfect price. Now at your neighborhood Ace. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store for Ace Rewards members only through 12/24. Store stock only. See store for details.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's a perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary.
Starting the second half, it will be Benton, Bashiers, Peters, Cruz, and Waymeyer for Mountain Home. As they Bombers lead the Bears 27-19. They'll have the basketball. The pass was knocked away, but picked up by Bashiers. He saved an easy layup for Zion Butler as he chased it down and got there quicker than Butler could in the backcourt. In the front court is Peters. He's going to drive inside the free throw line, a bounce pass in the corner to Lou Cruz. His drive underneath. Nice little pass underneath to David Waymeyer who hit the easy layup. Waymeyer with 12, give the assist to Lou Cruz. 29-19, a 10-point lead for Mount Palm. They led by as many as 11 back in the first quarter when they led 15-4. Just a minute into this third quarter, here's a three-point drive by Sylvan Hills. This one rolls in. Jordan O'Reilly, first basket of the game. You don't want Sylvan Hills getting hot from the outside because they like to shoot it from anywhere on the floor. The deeper, the better. Here's a drive by Talon Benton. The scoop shot was no good. There's a foul made by David Waymeyer and draws the foul. His eighth rebound, his 14th point, and for the fourth time, he's going to have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Converted on one of three. Coming into the game for Sylvan Hills will be Deshaun Folks, a 5'7 sophomore, checking in for Demetrius Torrance, who got the coach upset at him. They list that foul on Ricks. That's number three on him is what we have. They have two. Free throw is no good by Waymeyer. Benton trying to get the rebound. Didn't get the rebound, but he deflected the pass out of bounds. It'll be Sylvan Hills basketball. Jalen Ricks inbounds it to Folks.
Everything to say.
31-22 our score. The Bombers leading it. 6:40 left to play in the third quarter. On the left wing is Campbell. Looked like he was going to throw it into the corner. In fact, he's going to drive and made the layup. And Ricks grabbed the rim, and they should not allow that. Should have been offensive basket interference. But they counted it anyway. Campbell has 6 points. 31-24 our score. The Bombers lead. The pass down low to Waymeyer. Had the ball knocked out of bounds. The last touch by the Bombers. And there's a good pass in there. I've been Waymeyer upset because the ball got knocked away from behind when he had to put it on the floor. He had to do that. He looked too far away to just try and shoot it. Inbounds pass comes to Cruz, misses the 18-footer. They tip it out of bounds, does Mountain Home. It'll belong to Sylvan Hills. 31-24 our score. Mountain Home with the lead.
Cruz, remember, you don't be.
Hot Springs Lakeside plays next. They're here watching this game. We have not seen Arkadelphia. They play Lakeside. Arkadelphia played with four freshmen last night because their football team's in the 4A state championship game, and so they're without quite a few of their players. Pull-up jumper missed by Ricks with the rebound is Peters. Colton Peters will bring it on the front court himself, reach in, the ball knocked out of bounds by Caleb Campbell. And now Gallup Curry will check in, replacing Jalen Ricks. 5:46 left to play third quarter. The Bombers lead it by 7. Inbounds pass comes to Benton. Two-point at the basket, passes it to Waymeyer, who'll draw the foul. Waymeyer wasn't shooting. He was coming down the right side of the lane. That's me on Caleb Campbell, his second. Inbounds pass on the right baseline. Shears gets it inbounds to Cruz, who's going to be fouled before the shot, I believe. That'll be on Zion Butler, his third. Foul starting to mount up for the Bears. That's the third one this quarter. But they have Now three players with three. Waymire at the top of the key. Gives it up to Benton. Set a screen for him. Peels off on the right side of the lane. Benton takes it himself. Passes it. It's intercepted by Rainey. Rainey in the front court. Spins away from a double team. Gets it off to Campbell. They'll reverse it on the baseline now. Here's a driver. First layup is good by Tom Butler. And a foul's going to be called on David Waymire. And that'll put Zion Butler to the free throw line. He's got 7 points. 5:23 left to play here in the third quarter. And the Bears, they just will not go away. 31-26 is a five-point lead for the Bombers. John Holmes led two different times by double digits. The free throw is good. 31-27. 8 points for Zion Butler. In the front court, we challenge Ben. Long pass is going to be thrown out of bounds. And Lou Fibble will check in. 6'1 junior replacing Talon Benton, the 5'10 junior. Fibble, pretty good first half. He had 3 threes in that first half. 5:15 left to play in the third. The Bombers' lead has dwindled down to 4. On the right wing, John Butler throws it on the baseline, and it goes off the hands of Alex Curry. Curry was looking behind him to see where Waymire was. And he did that before he secured the basketball. Here comes a double team in the front court. Peters just dribbles around it, picks up his dribble on the left wing. Gives it to Cruz, back to Peters on the left wing still. Now coming up at the top to take it is Hunter Beshears. He'll try right wing, drives around Rainey, throws it back up top to Luke Dibble. And now Seven Hills really extending their man-to-man defense, picking him up. The players for Mountain Home up around the three-point line. Here's a drive by Dibble, and he missed the shot. Coming back the other direction is Sylvan Hill's three-pointer. It's good by Jim Brady. He's got 2 threes in this third quarter, and Mountain Home wants to take a timeout. 4:32 left to play in the third quarter. Our score, Mountain Home, 31. Sylvan Hill's 30. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
4:32 left to play here in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Sylvan Hills 31-30. The Bears of Sylvan Hills currently on an 8-0 run. They've done it behind 2 threes by Jordan Rainey. Has only 6 points coming in this third quarter. Bombers get the inbound pass for the first time. We see pressure defense in the backcourt. Sylvan Hills, but just a man press, not looking to trap until they cross the timeline, and here it comes, and they pass it. Does Beshears get it away from the trap? Gets the feeders back to Beshears. Dibble cross-court pass to Holton Peters. He'll take it baseline, double-clutch shot, rolls off the iron, tipped up and in by David Waymire. 16 points for Waymire. He's got 9 rebounds. Back the other direction, a layup is no good by Sylvan Hills. By Caleb Campbell, but he's going to be fouled. He'll want to shoot two. This will be on David Waymire. Okay, not Waymire. 24. Luke Dibble. I'm going to say there was no way that was on Waymire. That's number 2 on Dibble, and the second team fouled the Bombers. Free throw is no good by Caleb Campbell. End of the game for Sylvan Hills will be Jaron Harriet, a 6'3 sophomore. He'll replace Zion Butler. Second free throw is good. Campbell hits 1 of 2. We have a 2-point game, 33-31. And Dibble bringing up the timeline. During that timeout, Coach Fulcher was talking about moving without the basketball and the weak side guard, backside guard flashing to the high post. We'll see if we see that. Here's a drive by Peters. Has the ball knocked away. Sylvan Hills has it on a breakaway. They're going to be fouled at midcourt by Hunter Beshears. He didn't mean to do it, but not a bad foul because it would have been a two-on-one had he not fouled him. That'll be number three on Beshears. He stays in the game. Dibble's going to check out, being replaced by Talon Benton. 3:45 left to play third quarter. It's a two-point game. The Bombers lead us to Sylvan Hills with the basketball. Coming off the screen, the top of the key is Alex Curry, 6'3 senior, big man. He's going to give it up immediately. He's not a threat to shoot it, but Jordan Rainey is. He has it at the top of the key, but he'll dish it off on the right wing to Campbell. Back out to Curry. He will shoot the three. It's a brick. Second three, he's missed. Talon Benton with the rebound in the front court. 2-on-3, doesn't like the odds. He'll leave it now for Colton Peters. He'll shoot the three from the left wing, no good. Chase down in the corner. No, Sylvan Hills is going to let it go out of bounds. It belonged to the Bears. 33-31, our score. The Bombers lead at 3:15 left to play third period. The Bombers have not trailed since it was 3-2. It was tied at 19 in the second quarter. That's when the Bombers closed the first half on an 8-0 run. Rainey has on left wing working against Beshears, drives around him, misses the layup, ball tipped a couple times. Luke Cruz has it. Talon Benton in the front court. It's a 3-on-3 if he wants to do something with it. He doesn't. He's going to leave it for Beshears. Almost a steal, flashing there. Who was Harriet? Bombers had a brief 5-on-4. They're going to give it to Waymire on the baseline. Back out up top and now to Talon Benton. He's going to slow it up just a bit. Cross-court pass to Beshears. And he'll use a screen set by Cruz, and he'll back it back out around half court. He'll start on the right wing, use the screen there. Peeling off is Cruz. Catch on the right wing. Goes on the left wing to Peters. Peters starts his drive, jump stop in the lane. He's going to be hammered. Take your pick who fouled him. They're going to call it on Jordan Rainey. They could have called it on two, possibly three, Sylvan Hills Bears. Colton Peters tried the jump stop. They wouldn't let him go up, wouldn't let him come down. There was no room in there. Inbounding on left baseline, the Bombers throw it away. It's like they run two different plays on that one. Waymeyer was setting a screen. The inbounding player was trying to throw it to Waymeyer. Miscommunication there. 33-31, the Bombers lead it by two. Sylvan Hills with the basketball. 2:15 left to play third period. Folks gives it up on the left wing to Curry. Sylvan Hills, like they're working around just for a three-point basket. They have one man in the middle, and Alex Curley, he's just running side to side now. He'll pop out to try to set a screen. Driving is Torrance, who's back in the game. Missed the layup with the rebound. Benton, he'll slow it up. Torrance tried to swipe as he ran by Benton, but Benton was protecting the basketball. Benton on the right wing. Nice little move to shake his man. What a pass down low to David Waymeyer on the left block, who hits the easy layup. But what a pass by Talon Benton and Waymeyer now with 18 points. Minute 35 left in the third period. We're going to have a hand-check foul call on Talon Benton. This will be his second. And the 14th foul on the Bombers.
You need to be up, Alex.
Inbounds pass comes to Curry. Looked to throw it right in the corner, but he didn't. Campbell was open. They tried to pass it inside. It's knocked away by Benton. Here comes Colton Peters. Down the right side of the floor, layup, hangs on the iron, no good. Sylvan Hills with the rebound, they're racing back the other direction. John Butler, 2-on-2, he's going to keep it himself, missed the layup, a blocking foul. Will be called on Hunter Beshears, I believe, and if so, that's number four on him.
Colton, why are you even slowing up?
That is number four on Hunter Beshears with a minute 17 left to play here in the third period. And that'll put Zion Butler in line. Shoot two. He's 1 of 1 from the line this afternoon. First free throw is no good. He's got 8 points. And I'm sure Beshears coming out. He is. And then for him, Luke Dibble. Second free throw is good. It's 1 of 2. Zion Butler with 9 points. 35-32. The Bombers lead by three with a basketball. Benton in the front court, picked up by Campbell. That backcourt pressure only went two trips for Sylvan Hills. With it near the corner was Cruz. He dribbles out to the wing. It could have been called for a reaching foul. He needs some help. And now we have a pass and a foul's called on Deshaun Folks as he bumped him into the backcourt. And Deshaun Folks, that'll be his second. And the fourth team foul in Sylvan Hills. 56 seconds left to play in the third period. Now home with a three-point lead. And Harriet checking out for Sylvan Hills. And for him, back in for him is Rainey. On the right wing, Peters. Way out. He'll dribble down the left side of the lane, and whistle on the foul's going to be called on Sylvan Hills. It'll be on Caleb Campbell. He's complaining that he was hooked. It's a drive to the basket, not a shot, so Sylvan Hills, I'm sorry, Mountain Home going to inbound it on the left baseline. It'll be Luke Dibble. It'll be the trigger man. Gets it into Cruz, back to Dibble. They left him open. Three-pointer is no good. A traveling violation on Dibble. Caught it and hopped a little bit is what they're calling. 40 seconds left to play third period. The Bombers lead it by three, 35-32. Sylvan Hills, see if they want to play for one shot here. Folks crosses the timeline. Slow, short dribble, but he's going to attack with the offense. Threw it in the corner, and Rainey had to save it. Inbounds is a terrible pass. He did. Sylvan Hills still with the basketball. Campbell on the left wing, picked up by Benton. Cross-court pass to the right wing, faking the three. Rainey, bounce pass left side. Three-pointer by Campbell is off the mark. And there's Waymire's 10th rebound of the game. He's got a double-double with 18 and 10. We're closing out the third quarter. Talon Benton at the top. Near the half-court circle with 5 seconds, 4 seconds. He dribbles to the right wing, double-team pass in the corner. Turnaround jumper is no good on the buzzer. We've come to the end of the third quarter with our score. Mountain Home, 35. Sylvan Hills, 32. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.